Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You're flipping your lines, like you're fucking up the gimmick.
I'm not sure if we really love basketball or if it's just an excuse to play more John Tesh.
I'm going hard overhead here.
Staying at this fucking five-star hotel and I got no fucking Wi-Fi. Like, lick my ass.
That's the violin I was playing for you, sir, if you couldn't tell.
Oh, can you bring out, hold on, keep going. Bring out the wine and cheese. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Chair Shot Bets, an impromptu podcast right here. NBA free agency is happening right in front of our eyes right now, Thursday afternoon, June the 30th, 2022. Ray Cash is here. It must be important. We got Tommy Wirtz. We got the MVP, the masher of M&Ms himself. Gentlemen, let's get it on right now. Heated DM debate prompted this impromptu podcast. Ray Cash, please take control.
Well, first and foremost, gentlemen, good to see you all. I'd like to welcome you all to Chair Shot Bets. Happy Free Agency Day. And also, I would like to note, number one, I also, too, like black people. And secondly, happy Pride to everybody out there. Got one more day left. Enjoy your month. Yes, this just in. Free agency. Juan Soto signs a 13-year, $425 million deal with the Washington Nationals.
It's the wrong B.
And we won't talk about anything else. Yes, that's all you're going to get. We got your baseball talk. All right. So anything interesting happened today, guys? Anything?
I don't know. I was playing with my kid, trying to get me a little shut-eye right quick, a little quality time. We just got done with tummy time. And then of a sudden, apparently, all hell broke loose.
Whoa, we got different definitions of tummy time, that's for sure.
And tummy time and tunny time. Regular time...
Don't visit Brazzers. Kevin Durant...
Well, that's another conversation. Kevin Durant of the Brooklyn time. Nets has officially requested a trade.
To Brazzers?
The day after Kyrie... Oh, well, I mean, he might go to Brazzers. The day after Kyrie Irving opts in to his last year contract for the Brooklyn Nets.
So the writing on the wall is that he thinks that because he opted in, he's not staying for the long term, like to educate uneducated NBA fans, right? Like if Kyrie wanted to be there, he would have opted out and signed a longer term contract.
No, I think it's a little more new. I think it has a little more nuance than that. Kyrie is trying to big time the team, right? Kyrie's trying to control the team. If you remember very famously, after they lost to the it was the Celtics, correct? In the playoffs, he said after the series, well, me and Kevin will talk about what's going to happen with the team as if he has control of the franchise. Well, the only reason he opted in was because the team gave him, he didn't want to be there anymore. From all accounts and all reports, he wants to be a Los Angeles Laker next year. Very famously, his hero and idol is Kobe Bryant. He was given the option to go find a trade, and they would sign and trade him, and nobody wanted him. So he only opted in because he got $36.5 million. And that seemed to be the last straw for Kevin Durant of a number of issues and blunders that Joe Tsai, Sean Marks, and the entire Brooklyn Nets franchise has made over the past 2 years. So that I can understand the idea just of someone not educated on the situation thinking what you're saying, Tony, but the Kyrie Irving situation in Brooklyn is way, way deeper and way too nuanced for regular consumption.
Would this have been the same story if Kevin Durant was a half a foot backwards last year? Like, I mean, if they hit that 3-point shot and they're in the finals, like, is this still going to all unfold
Let's not. There's much more important things to talk about than what if this or what if that happened, okay? Let Disney and Marvel take care of the what if. Let's take care of what's going to happen, because I think that's the more interesting podcasting right here.
I would agree with that. And speaking of that, so if the Nets would have won that game in that series, they would have played the Phoenix Suns, who, ironically, are now the number one destination, reportedly, for Kevin Durant. Also, he is interested in possibly going to the Miami Heat. And a dark horse, which would be the biggest mind fuck of all, the Philadelphia 76ers. So I want to go around the horn real quick before, and after this, we want to run through some of the major free agency news that coming in hot and heavy. But around the horn, what destination would you see Kevin Durant possibly wanting to go to? We'll talk about your controversial question later on at the back and half of this. But go ahead. Platt, I want to start with you, sir.
Well, first and foremost, man, the best way to dictate the present, determine the present, and dictate the future is looking at the past. So if Kevin Durant's foot is half another inch behind the line, or there's no global pandemic, the Brooklyn Nets are probably repeating as champions right now, and none of this is a moot point. When healthy, when all together, they were the best team on the full court. And that's not
all 20 games.
All 20 games. And they were that much better than everybody else. They were better than everybody else. And damn near beat the champs if it wasn't for Kevin Durant's big-ass foot. Anywho, where he might go. I think Miami probably has the best shot at this just because they have the most assets. And Tony and I, we've been talking about this on air, man. Like, Pat Riley got one more trick up his sleeve. Who knew it would be Kevin Durant? But yeah, they could pull that off. So maybe Adebayo, maybe give me Hero, maybe give me some draft picks, maybe take a little money back on. Phoenix, I don't see that happening because I don't see a scenario where that happens without Devin Booker. And Phoenix isn't going anywhere without Devin Booker. Phoenix is partnering with Devin Booker.
Phoenix thought like Cam Payne or Johnson and Ayton was going to be enough. And they were like, Booker.
And a sign and trade with Aiden at that, which I don't know how much he's going to want to do business with that owner, considering how he kind of got shat on last season.
That's the only way he'll get the 5-year max. He's got to play ball. If it's a sign and trade, he'll play ball. Yeah.
Philly, I haven't heard Philly because, like I said, I've been caught up doing shit all day, man. So I don't really know where this came from, what's going on. And I saw the front runners are Phoenix and Miami. Philly is interesting. I don't know what they give up, though. Like, what do you give up?
They don't want Harden back, right?
It was so the what I saw, and Tommy, back me up if I'm wrong. You got Shams and Woes right here, me and Tommy. Tobias
like
Harris.
Scam and Woes. Yeah,
well, you got Greedy and fucking Stephen A here, so step in line.
Yeah, that's pretty spot on.
Tony Skip.
Tobias Harris. It was Tyrese Maxey, Matisse Thybulle, a couple other players to make the money work, and picks.
That's not a bad haul, actually. That's not a bad haul. I think they could do better by with some other teams, but then again, Durant's a veteran. So it's going to be up to him where he wants to go. Ultimately, that's not a bad haul, though. Yeah.
Ultimately. Tommy, what are you thinking, brother?
Honestly, when I first heard about him requesting the trade, the first team that popped in my head was Miami, and that was just without anything to look at. And I could see it if they wanted to get rid of Bam. I don't understand why they would keep him in the East if they want to go against them. So Phoenix is enticing, like you said, with that DeAndre Ayton sign-in trade or something, maybe. Then you get this Brooklyn Ben Simmons and DeAndre Ayton duo next year that I think wins about 28 games. So it looks pretty tough right now for Brooklyn with the situation they're dealt, I think.
Now that is out there, right? Doesn't one trade depend on the other? Because clearly Brooklyn's building around Ben Simmons now. So whatever they can get for the first guy they can trade is whatever they're going to need the second time around. Basically,
is there any scenario where Kevin Durant and Kyrie are a package?
No.
Yes, in fact, what happens is they get dealt all the way back around the NBA where they're a perfect fit with Ben Simmons in Brooklyn.
That's the irony of all this, isn't it? They fit like a glove.
I mean, seriously, they do fit with Ben Simmons. With Steve Nash as their coach, they should just stay there. That's where they should be. I'm sorry, but as honest as I am about that, in a heartbeat, in a fucking millisecond.
Hold on to that, Tony. You want it. I'm gonna give it to you. Hold on to that. To round up the scenario, to round up this conversation about where he may go, I've heard reporters and analysts talk about how Adebayo might not be possible because there is a clause that you cannot trade for two players who have just gotten a 5-year rookie deal extension.
Bam!
So it's looking like Phoenix is going to be the front runner for multiple reasons. And Ayton, Bridges.
What about Chicago? Levine.
Cam Johnson. That's a good question because I don't know why Chicago hasn't been brought up in this.
It has been because it's been thrown out there from the circles
could
have been
Portland
looking at.
Portland could be a fun one. If they
Portland doesn't
have
the pieces. They don't have the pieces.
This is when they should have kept McCollum. Right.
Whatever professional sports and entertainment association you have, I'll find the filthiest of sheets and speculate. So that's where I see.
Oh, the dirt sheets.
Well, I mean, they're there for the NBA too. MLB.
Let's run through a few signings, gentlemen. Of course, the biggest signing of the day, Jalen Brunson, is leaving Dallas, going to New York. By the way, did y'all know his dad, Rick, is assistant coach for New York?
Oh, yeah, Rick Brunson.
Yeah, that's why he's going there. Yeah, he played at Temple.
I knew that, but I didn't know he signed as assistant coach. It all makes sense.
Ricky
$110
Brunson.
$110 million for 4 years. And so I guess New York finally has their superstar.
That's not a bad deal for Jalen Brunson, to be honest with you. 4 years, that's an easy contract to get rid of if it's spread out because it's under 30.
He's a very good player, and that's the type of guy you have to take a shot on because he has the ability, the possibility to make a jump that can change your trajectory
go ahead, Tommy. Sorry.
Jamal Murray or Jalen Brunson for
Jamal
your
Murray.
Future?
Jamal Murray and the Hawks.
Jalen Brunson.
Staying on the
Jalen
court.
Brunson.
Because of one injury. Like it's not like he's been regular.
Regardless of injury, Jalen Brunson.
That's
I agree with you, Tommy.
The Knicks are thinking Jalen Brunson is. He was the new Jamal Murray situation where we're going to take a big risk on it.
They got a lot of money. And they've got to spend it on somebody. And to their fan base, in their heads, they're hoping it looks like we're doing something, even though they're not really doing anything.
Jalen Brunson's a good player. He makes a team
better. I'm not
saying
he's not a good player, but he's not a game changer.
And the one thing that they have not had since fucking Derek Harper is a point guard.
Can I just jump in real quick and interrupt a little bit of a
Chauncey.
Flow? and tell you that I'm watching ESPN as we're doing this, as free agency has officially just started here as we record early Thursday evening here, Chairshot Radio Network, ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot, Tommy Wirtz, Ray Cash, Christopher Platt, PC Tunney. Oh, how I have not missed the old, if we trade for this guy from this roster, salary cap board on ESPN, and the guy standing in front of it, and moving this guy from here to there. I mean, I have my TV, well, I have multiple TVs, but I have both of them on mute, and we're recording this, and it's just like, I have not missed that, and I just seen this now for probably, you know, 10 months ago. So, Tommy, how much do you love watching these people speculate and move people across their little screen on ESPN and Fox Sports, et cetera, et cetera?
I just think, like, these are the days that Shams and Woj live for, right? I mean, these guys are just hard up all day right now. They are super in on this whole situation. Their wives are pissed this entire day.
Well, they
this
know.
Is the most thrilling day
they
for
know.
Them.
A great point.
For sure. For sure. There's no way that they care about anything else right now other than being the first one to tell you that Anfernee Simons got signed to a $100 million extension. Like, come on. They live for that shit.
Have you seen Adrian Wojnarowski?
You're stealing Ray's thunder.
His
there,
wife
Tommy.
Ain't tripping. As long as the check's clear, she ain't
yeah,
tripping.
Yeah. They don't
stay
give
out of
a
my
shit.
Way.
Don't you have know? That draft thing to do today? I have book club.
Yeah.
By the way, I bought new China.
Let me give a couple more updates. Two-time NBA MVP and part-time Pillsbury Doughboy cosplayer Nikola Jokic has agreed to the
wow.
highest contract in history,
harsh.
$264 million Supermax. 5 years. Also, the Phoenix Suns and Devin Booker, interesting enough,
yeah,
finalized a 4-year, $214 million Supermax. And Bradley Beal, who opted out of his player contract, 5-year, $251 million to re-sign with the Washington Wizards. Big money, big money. A bit of a surprise, but if you know his history, you'd understand P.J. Tucker is finalizing a 3-year, $33 million fully guaranteed deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. So he is reunited with his, I guess, best friend, James Harden. Bobby Portis is going back to the land of cheese and beer in Milwaukee, 4 years, $49 million, a very actually team-friendly deal for a guy like Bobby Portis. Some quick ones that I don't have numbers for. Javon Carter's returning back to Milwaukee on a two-year deal.
And just for Bobby and Javon, and I like Javon as well.
I got one more.
For Milwaukee?
Wesley Matthews is doing
coming
a one-year deal to return to Milwaukee.
All right, yes. For Tommy and I right now are like... Oh, Platt, you could take your Cleveland and shove it up your ass, by the way.
Guardians lead the division by a game, bitch.
Nobody even calls him that.
That's a great Guardians comeback,
I
by the way.
Just did.
Yeah, yeah. That's the second time he had a Guardians comeback today, Tommy. It hasn't worked out well for him either time. I'm sorry,
right.
Ray. Please continue your dominance.
No, you're good. You're good. I'm sure before this you guys have heard, or those of you listening have heard about the DeJounte Murray for Danilo Gallinari trade.
Yes. Yes.
So that is a big deal. Also, one of the teams who's leading the clubhouse for possibly signing DeAndre Ayton is the Hawks. They are really in talks.
Could you imagine? Can we go around the horn on that? Like, for me, Trae Young, Murray, and Ayton, that's ridiculous. Because you have one guy who can create better than almost anybody in the league, and then you have two other guys that can score and defend.
Not as good as Clint Capella, but yes. Just in, we're just talking about the backcourt.
I'd rather have Ayton than
dominance.
Capella.
Mm-mm. Because DeAndre Ayton is not going to get you 10 rebounds. And
yeah, but Capella ain't going to make you a free throw and clutch.
I'll take my chances.
We'll see what Ayton. We still don't know what Ayton is. He's not a finished product yet. But the Murray signing is huge for a team that was already offensively can score with anybody in the league. Now they get a guy that's one of the better young on-ball defenders in the league, and he's going to be able to And he's going to be able to take some of the pressure off of Trey. Trey's going to be able to play a lot more off the ball. So that's a great move by Atlanta. I'm looking forward to seeing what that looks like.
And let's not forget, before we go to Tommy Walsh, we're 1 year away from them being, the Hawks being in the Eastern Conference Finals. So this is not a bad team.
Yeah, they just forgot to defend last season, that's all.
And yeah, absolutely. Murray's going to
help them out with that.
Yeah, I think it is a big signing. We'll see what happens with John Collins, if he's going to be on the move or if he's going to be a part of their offense and or their scheme plan next year. If they get DeAndre Ayton, yeah, I don't know if he's better than Clint Capella all the way through. I do like your point, Tony, about the free throws. Like, I do think that gives a lot of value to DeAndre Ayton. And he was a freak in those 2021 playoffs. So if you can get a guy as good as that to come over for a deal, like I said, worth, you know, maybe $25 million, $30 million, whatever you got to do to get him, I think you would take that as a W in Atlanta.
Plus, you got to look at it like this. They're in the Eastern Conference in their heads, which means they've got to go through Embiid. They've got to go through the Greek Freak. Cleveland's got some quality young bigs that are on the come up as well. We need somebody that can work with that. Bam out of Bayou as well. We need somebody that can work with that. So, yes, Aiden come in. Give us our 17 and 9.
You didn't have to mention Cleveland. That was cute, though.
No, I did.
You did.
They got a better future than Phoenix.
But yeah. You did, but I mean, like, in Henry Lamente.
Better future than Phoenix.
No, it's necessary.
You are from the finals, we're talking about.
Yeah, and now Chris Paul's got a burnt carburetor.
We're still better than y'all.
And a bruised psyche.
We're better than y'all with campaign as our point guard. Come on, bro.
Yeah, man. I said
that
better
bum
future.
Ass bum dog.
I didn't say Phoenix wasn't better. I said a better future.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I didn't say Phoenix.
I mean,
Phoenix
well,
is clearly a better team right now.
If we're honest, I want to get back to some of these numbers so we can go back to Tunney, and Tunney can hit us with his troll job, which he's waiting on. With the exception of Chris Paul and Jay Crowder, we're actually a very young team. But Chris Paul is 105 years old, so that kind of tips the scales. Tommy mentioned this earlier, but yes, Anfernee Simmons has signed a 4-year $100 million extension with the Portland Trail Blazers. Daniel House, 2-year deal, $8.5 million with the 76ers. He's going to Philly. Tyus Jones returns to the Memphis Grizzlies, 2 years, $30 million. Also, Jaren Jackson Jr. got some of that bad juju and that bad karma by hating on the most lovable guy in the league, Clay, out 4 to 6 months with foot surgery. Amir Coffey, three years, $11 million deal with the Clippers. Damian Jones, 2-year deal with the Los Angeles Lakers, so they got some size. He won't play. Chris Boucher is returning to Toronto, 3 years, $35 million, underpaid. If you watch that kid play, underpaid.
Be glad to be Lou underpaid
Dort.
That.
Lou Gintz Dort.
Lusogenes?
So, well, you sound like Tony. You sound like Platt saying his name, yes.
I'm careless, if you will.
5 years, $87.5 million to stand up on.
God,
I'll take the half. I'll take the half. He'll never miss it. He'll never miss the half.
Wow. Good. I wish I was 6'5".
I wish my
man.
Name was
Lusan.
I wish I was. Oh fuck! If I was left-handed, I'd be dead already. Keep going, Ray.
Nick Batum, 2-year deal to return to the Clippers. Trevlin Queen. Returning to the Philadelphia 76ers. That's all I have as of now. I'm checking Shams's.
While Ray is checking, I just would like to announce that I've actually signed a 10-day contract with the Charlotte Hornets. I actually have to pay them $150.
Yeah, you got to pay me.
Yeah,
he could send it to my fucking PayPal.
I'm really
bitch.
Excited about the possibility.
Yeah, you've been fined, by the way.
Hey,
owe me some
Jordan.
Money.
Yeah.
Isaiah Hartenstein, 2 years, $16 million back to
Dude,
the
that
Knicks.
Guy has money
DeAndre
on NBA
Jordan.
2K21. Go ahead. Yeah, DeAndre Jordan.
I could just imagine, like, the
DeAndre,
Charlotte
don't
Hornets
pass it until you get over half court.
They have a fan promo to, like, help pay for Gordon Hayward's contract. Signed
That's hilarious. That's
for $150 million.
Yeah, put in the promo code white guy to donate $5 to Gordon Hayward's contract. That's white guy to donate $5 to Gordon Hayward's contract.
That's funny. DeAndre Jordan is going to the Denver Nuggets to get high and back up.
Well, they missed JaVale McGee, so they need DeAndre Jordan.
No, he's not going to play. He was washed 4 years ago. He's not going to play.
He'll play 5 minutes, but you're right. He's been washed.
He'll come back in the playoffs for like 4 minutes and be like, oh shit, that's right, he's back on the
channel. Is inner Al Horford.
The Sacramento Kings actually make a decent signing. Malik Monk is going to Sacramento for 2 years, $19 million. I like the deal.
That was surprising.
They don't ever make a good decision, but that was a good signing.
The Sacramento Saboni.
I like him.
The Las Vegas Outlaws very officially, because they gone.
Yeah, I would imagine.
I like Malik Monk a lot, and I think he's going to be better off.
Okay, so hold on here. We talked about something on Chair Shot Bets, Ray.
Controversial topic. Thanks, Tony.
Sorry. Yeah, I know. You're used to me interrupting you. That's kind of our bit. I make you look good, and I interrupt you. Platt seems to think we're going to 32 teams with Seattle and Vegas. I would seem to say there'd be relocation and we're not going to go past 30 teams in the NBA.
No, I think we're expanding.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Too much money.
But both inside the states, we're not going to have anything in Canada or anywhere else. Like,
who's the second team that moves? Okay, Sacramento moves, but who's the second team then?
I don't know who's the lowest grossing team as far as attendance and everything else in production. I don't care. Beside the big cities, that's where you go.
The lowest grossing teams cannot be moved again for whatever reasons. Oklahoma City's not moving again. Mm-mm. Charlotte's not moving again. Mm-mm. Detroit has way too much equity in that city to move. So there's no other team of consequence that matches all of the situations to move, unless the Clippers, before they signed this Inglewood deal, would have wanted to get their own city.
I would
but
say,
now
though,
they're going to be Inglewood.
Okay. But I would say you can't dilute the league. You cannot dilute the league by that high of a percentage without going international with at least one of the teams. You can't.
You can't go with international, and this is why, okay?
Number you can't one, even go to Canada.
Hold on. Mute yourself. The players don't want to play in Canada because they get double tax in addition to the entertainment tax that they have to pay in every city that they play in. That's why the Grizzly shit didn't work. Because
when's
nobody wants
the
to
last
work there for
time,
those reasons that
I just named. When's the last time a major federation or league or association cared what the fucking players cared about?
The NBA, they're the only one?
Yeah.
So maybe it's about time they say, hey, look how much more money we could all make. Look at this.
Number one, the league is desperate to get a team in Vegas. That's just facts. Number two, they feel bad about the way the Seattle shit went down, so they want to replace the Sonics out there.
They got to be one and two.
Yeah, and another bomb that I dropped on Chair Shot Bets this morning, well, you'll be listening to it tomorrow. Number one, LeBron wants in on that Vegas franchise. He's going to put a squad together to try to get it. Number two, this is the other one, Kevin Durant, Seattle. He wants ownership in that. Don't be surprised his last year or two, he ends up back on that Seattle franchise.
Wow. That would be awesome. That would be so cool.
Speaking of that, and I know I'm invoking somebody that has some of the worst hot takes ever, but Nick Wright put out an idea this morning that actually made sense for once. The one place Kevin Durant could go to, he would get no backlash, is if he went back to Oklahoma City and tried to make it right there. I'm not saying he should. I'm not saying he will. I'm strictly talking about what would the narrative be? Anywhere he goes.
No, we got Lasangenis Dort there. So, you know, I mean, tempting as fuck, baby.
Dort.
Done Dort deal, baby.
I think that's
the name of this podcast is Done Dort Deal.
Did you want to take a commercial or what? Because I'm going to you, Tony, because I know you got this bullshit that caused us to get on the call anyway.
Let's take a quick break before we get to Tony's hot take, man.
Oh, you want to take a break?
Oh, here we go. We're about to get trolled.
Chris, come back. I need you to tell me something quick.
Lights out, Chair Shot Radio.
Chris, can you give me anything, Chris? He's going away. No, come back. Chris, come here. No. He got me that time. We'll be right back. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Promotional consideration.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Breaking news, there is a submitted trade offer. Miami is trying to get Donovan Mitchell.
That makes sense. Thoughts about Utah being blown up considering the resignation of Quinn Snyder? And Donovan Mitchell was like outwardly upset about this, to be honest with you. Those guys on that team did not want this nucleus out here, you know, in this mountain region to split up. I mean, this is kind of a unicorn of a franchise, if you will. You talk about unicorns, I think it applies mostly to the Utah franchise, if I'm not wrong, Tommy.
I don't know. That Utah team, it kind of seems like it was peaked. That was about what they were going to get out of Rudy Gobert and out of Donovan Mitchell. It's a retool. I think you can definitely speed up a rebuild process and get a lot of good pieces and a lot of good players and picks for those players in Mitchell and Gobert. But what's the haul for Donovan Mitchell? Does it say any rumors or anything involved with it?
It does not say any rumors, just that there was a trade submitted. When I find it, I'll let you know. I'll let you guys know. Share shot bet.
Is it picks, do you think? Is it two picks?
It's got to be a player. I would not be surprised. I know there's a joke here, but I'm being serious. I would not be surprised if Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero were involved, because Utah is a land of white people.
Mm-hmm. So I just want to toot my own horn right quick, because I literally said that 2 weeks ago on this very show, that Donovan Mitchell, don't be surprised if he ends up in Miami. That just seems like a Pat Riley thing to do. But Utah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm going to send this meme I just saw of Tyler Hero quoting a Derek Fever, a Utah Jazz tweet of Wallpaper Wednesday with Derek Favors. And he said, imagine if you see a motherfucker where his wallpaper is Derek Favors.
That's funny. But Utah's got a plan. They've got something going on there. They just hired Danny Ainge to run the team. He poached the assistant head coach from Boston. He's friends with the owner. Yeah, they got a plan. I don't know what that plan is, but they've got a plan in place.
Here's the thing about Miami, guys, though. They did give Oladipo a contract. So think when about that if you're talking about, you know, shooting guards.
But to the point about Utah, Tommy hit it on the head. They peaked. They've gone about as far as they could go. And that team wasn't very team-friendly. They did not get along very well. There have been rumors for years about Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert not getting along. Quinn Snyder is a really good coach, and I hate that he had to leave. And they replaced him with another good coach. But sometimes you've gone as far as a team presently constituted can go. The shocking thing to me is that I wouldn't try to blow it up. I would just kind of rebuild around Spider. You know, trade Rudy, get some more pieces in there, try to switch things up. But I guess Mitchell gets the bigger haul at this point.
Yeah, plus he's not a top guy. If he's your second guy, maybe even your third guy, you can contend for a title. You can't contend for a title with Mitchell as your top guy. He's only 6'1".
While I want to agree with that, And there's nothing I can say. Proof is in the pudding. They've been the number one seed like two out of the past 4 years. So they're clearly doing enough to get there. They're not doing enough to stay there, which is why I would have rebuilt around him. Rudy Gobert can't even be on the court on half of these playoff series. So I'm with you. I don't think he could. I don't think he's Jimmy Butler to me. And I love Jimmy Butler. I don't know if you can win a championship with him as your best guy. But you can get there. And I think you can get there with Spider.
Oh, you preach to the choir on Rudy. Send his ass down to South America in exchange for the dude that Adam Sandler found in Hustle.
Platt wants Rudy Gobert to go play volleyball. Platt, like, which hates Rudy Gobert. He doesn't even want to be.
Show just got cut. Yeah. Utah. Yeah. It was the Utah Jazz, ironically.
Platt rescinds, like, all of Rudy Gobert's defensive teams and all-star appearances. Like, Platt appreciates the fact that Rudy Gobert is the last pick in every all-star game.
We can, matter of fact, let's do a one-up, man, with the Russians, man. We'll trade you Rudy Gobert for Brittany Griner. I'm sure he did some shit.
It's like that scene in Semi-Pro. He's like, we really needed our washing machine, but had to pull the trigger on this one.
Hey, and we're joking, but tell me Rudy Gobert doesn't work in Dallas.
I don't want Rudy Gobert on my team. He's not going to score. He's not going to do anything that's
a lot of foreigners
for
work in
the
Dallas
postseason.
Right?
He locks it down for a little bit, but he's going to give you 11. Like, it's not worth it.
I don't mind the 11. You just got to hit free throws.
No, he can't.
And his biggest issue
doesn't do that very well either. I'd rather have eight.
And his biggest issue is he can't close out on threes. If he can just close out, he could play. He can't close out.
Well, that's the problem. The game has kind of passed him by.
Yeah.
Because of the way it's played nowadays. You know, 10 years ago, he's much more valuable than he is right now.
He would have dominated George Mikan.
Damn, dog, that's a diss.
Yeah,
respect to George Mikan, but that's a diss, dog.
It's true. I mean, he was 6'4", and everybody else was 5'2", so he should have dominated.
Man,
he's the only one that could reach the ball to get it up out the peach basket after they score.
No,
I'd have dominated George Mikan.
You're going to laugh, but I'm serious. He is a more talented Mark Eaton.
Why would I laugh?
He is 6 inches shorter, Manu Bol.
Well, no.
No, Manu Bol can shoot. Manu Bol can light it up.
Yeah. Rudy Gobert is Ben Wallace, but taller.
No, that's Ben Wallace. Ben Wallace could guard all five players.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't want to say Ben Wallace. That's why I didn't want to say Ben.
Why? Gobert could guard a point guard.
He could guard Magic Johnson. Yes.
Less athletic, but taller, with longer reach. It's the same thing.
I'm talking about the height.
I feel you, though. I feel you.
It's all good. It's fine. Someday, go ahead. Someday people will look back in empathy
towards the
three of you.
Dwight Howard and morph together without the jumper.
That's also a diss.
And the athleticism. And the athleticism.
That's a diss to Dwight Howard and Brandon Ingram. Dwight Howard's the first ballot Hall of Famer, man.
First ballot. Yes. No question.
Year is 2123, and people can't understand why Ray, Tommy, and Chris weren't on the same page as PC. It's all good. It's fine.
Well, speaking of being on the same page, we're about to be off the same page with you.
Can we take another commercial break?
Go right ahead. Trust me, when we come back, Sonny's going to set the internet on fire.
I wouldn't guarantee that, but we'll be back shortly. Here to send us on that break as a young British man, I know.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Platt, you got anything to say?
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Tommy, you got anything to say?
I do. Breaking news, Andrew Garfield has signed a massive deal with Marvel Studios to return as Spider-Man. Deals are being worked out as about three films, it looks like.
Who signed with LIV Golf? Who sent us the message in the DM that signed with LIV Golf?
Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon.
University of Oregon.
Oh, dude, come on. That's crazy. That was a great one. I was like, I read that and I was like, man, I could have thought of that. And I didn't. Hey, damn it.
If the Liv gets Nike, ooh, it's over, dog.
It's only a matter before Tiger's there. Also, guys, Joe Ingles looks like he's a buck now. I'm cool with that.
Before we get to the ADKD thing, do you guys want to talk about Liv Golf? Because Platt and I have been talking about Liv Golf for a little bit. So go ahead. If you guys who wants to go first between the two of you, and we'll just jump in when we feel like it.
Let me go first because I'm the most ignorant on the situation. I'm sure the three of you are more knowledgeable about it than me. Because I'm still trying to get someone to explain to me, and I'm being a little facetious, a little honest, like 50-50. Why the fuck are people so pissed off about this? Like, I understand completely that any joint venture with the Saudis is dicey. I understand. But I also understand that we live in the world of capitalism. Capitalism and capitalism if you don't have something else to raise the price. You know what I'm saying? What my boy Fat Joe say? Yesterday's price is not today's price. Yesterday's PGA Tour price is not today's Live Tour price. So, I mean, like, I don't understand why people are acting like they just defected and joined the USSR in 1992. I'm confused.
Well, I think you say it really well. It's just everyone's got their price. And, yeah, I do think that with the where they're playing and the situations they're under, they could be some blood money involved in that, but we'll see how it works. We'll see how it works. We've never really seen anything like this, how a pro sports league is actually getting overtaken, one of those big four that, you know, we've seen the spring football leagues and the whatever hockey leagues might pop up here and there. But the PGA is losing some of their top-tier golfers. They're going to be able to keep them, it looks like, for the open tournaments. But anything that's PGA-run – they're going to be banned from, and we'll see how the viewership works for the PGA and how the LIV golf compares to it. Didn't they have their first tournament already? I don't know. They need to have a couple of big announcements for their majors. Like what are their majors going to be called? You know,
and forgive me if I'm wrong, but they only do 3 days, 56 holes, right?
Okay. So here is the explanation overall on Live Golf. They have 8 events this year in their rookie season. It's LIV. LIV is Roman numerals for 54, which is if you played a 72 par course, if you birdied every hole, you'd shoot 54. And it's also the number of holes they play. So that's the meaning of LIV, LIV, right? In addition, they add a team element to this. So they're shaking up the structure of golf, if you will. To me, as a person who's golfed, you'd think I'd be against it. Like, I'm a traditionalist in every sense of the way, but, like, I'm totally for it. I think this is great. Why can't there be other options in other places to go and watch, right? To me, this is AEW, but on a level playing field, where they've gathered already 8 of the top 40. Right, Brooks Koepka and Abraham Answer just left after the U.S. Open. Went in stealthily, didn't answer any questions, and still transferred over. It's going to be crazy. If you think that the 9/11 protesters, who rightfully so can be out there and feel better about it and everything else, and they're doing their justice, and maybe justice is served there, but who's to say that the same kind of bullshit isn't happening here where we live? We know that, right? Like, judge not lest ye be judged is the way I'm thinking of it. And why is everything in sports got to be so political now? Because everything's so political. And that bugs me. So that's my take.
Respect, honey. Respect.
Christopher?
I hate to break it to y'all, but 9/11 was an inside job, folks. So if you want to protest somebody, why don't you show up to the games? Why don't you show up to your ball games every weekend and protest, okay?
Jam in the sand, 8. Don't be late because you masturbate.
Get it out the way early so you can get there, Curly. I don't know.
Oh, if not for anything, it was worth it for that.
It's great, though, but Teddy and I, we've been, you know, harping on this Live thing, PGA thing, for a few weeks now, because it's literally the most interesting thing happening in sports that nobody is talking about. I'm fascinated by it, and I love it.
Is it true that the courses are shitty?
No.
I've heard the courses are nothing close to the PGA level courses.
They may not have been... You know, you can't argue with the setup that's been happening for so many years, right? In a position that's in place, it's going to take them time. But they're playing events that are very nice. Like, I know these events. I know people that have been to these places where they're having this. So I would disagree with that.
How many Saudi princes are you cool with, Tony?
None.
Over, under 4.5.
Plus, you can finish butt naked last in the tournaments. You're still going to make $150. That's, you know, and that doesn't even include the guaranteed money that they're giving these melanomas to sign and go play over there.
Do you know the number of times I finished the night butt naked? Come on, no.
And you didn't get $150K for it either.
Over, under 4.5.
They're going to make Phil Mickelson a billionaire.
Way over.
Greg Norman is a dumbass. Like, I'd have taken that shit in a heartbeat.
Well, Tiger as well. I think they offered nearly $1 billion.
I feel like Tiger feels
$900 million.
Different. I feel like he feels like a different level of appreciation for, like, he done fucked up multiple times, like, in ways that are like.
No. Look at Tiger like this. Look
Which
at Tiger.
All is like Tiger making a good conscious decision. What? We don't expect that out of
Tiger. No. And it's not like that. Look at Tiger like this. Where is Tiger's money rolling in from?
Endorsements.
The endorsements.
Why fuck that up?
Well, hey, Oregon going to Saudi Arabia anyway.
Fixes it, yeah.
The new
one
the
time, new... so you get $900 million as opposed to the $3.5 billion that Tiger Woods brand is going to make with Nike over the next, 20 years. Come on, guys, think about it.
The new Nike headquarters is going to be in Abu Dhabi.
So it's going to be a hijab on the end of the swoosh.
Shut the fuck up, dog. No, it's going to be Nike in Arabic. It's going to be Nike in Arabic. Oh my god!
Jam in the sand. That's 19. Funny. It's Nike politely. That's the closest rhyme I can come up with.
Oh shit, Platt.
Hey, man, I'm all for it, though, man. Competition is good, man, and controversy creates cash. So money talks, bullshit runs the marathon. I don't have a problem with the Saudis, so.
The dot in the eye is the hijab.
Lance officially been made the chief financial officer of the Chairshot.com and Chairshot Radio Network. So if anybody in Saudi is interested in investing, I'm sure Christopher Platt is available for that. We're not sure how we feel about it. I think we'd feel good. It depends on how you feel.
That's Hall of Fame racism, dog. Hall of Fame, bro. Hall of Fame.
Welcome to the Hall of Fame, Chris.
Please. Fuck out of here.
Here's your own commercial. MVP. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit thechairshot.com? Thechairshot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to say one thing real quick. At It's Ray Cash, R-E-Y as in Mysterio, C-A-S-H as in dollar signs. The Real C Platt, The Real C Platt with two T's. That's pretty easy.
Don't Tommy, work the same way.
Tommy, where can they find you?
I'm on Twitter. At Wortz, WORTZ, Thomas, THOMAS.
All right.
Don't follow me on anything else.
All right. Gotcha. So we got that down.
and we got a podcast as well that we like to
do. No, I know. Hold on. We're not done. We're just getting to the last segment. I just wanted to kind of put some stuff out there real
sorry.
Quick. So down the wire.
Kind of sounded like you were asking.
No. I know. Down the wire. Definitely check that out wherever you can find it. DWI, Chairshot Bets, you're listening to it. Outsider's Edge.
A sports podcast on Chairshot? Who does that?
Outsider's Edge, coming back soon.
Oh, no, dog. The fact that I'm doing this today is like an anomaly.
But if I gotta wrangle together some Carl and Ray and Kyle kind of shenanigans once a month, I can do that.
Carl literally comes and stays in my house, and I can't get this motherfucker to do a podcast. If you can get him to do one, please.
Well, tell him the only way he can stay overnight is if he can jump on a mic for fucking 45 minutes. I mean, bro.
That's the only time I can get him, and he was just at my house like a month ago, and nope, didn't happen.
Very disappointed in you. But I just want to put all that out there, including my disappointment in Ray. No, I love you, Ray. You know that. I'm just fucking with you. I had a great time today. I just want to, before we leave here today, I think this is a great thing that we did. I want to put it out there to everybody else on Chairshot Radio Network that these impromptu things can happen, and we got a whole bunch of people to lean on and do good stuff like this and a whole different number of takes we can have. So, before we go, whoever wants to jump in first, you got a take on anything? You got a bug crawling up your ass on anything? It doesn't matter,
don't
the
do that.
Water?
Don't do
come
that
on.
Shit, Tony. You brought us here for a reason.
You want me to do that now? I was just going to... I close the show with that because I don't want to hear you guys bitch about it again. So, anybody else want 2 minutes to bitch about something or talk about something they're loving or hating right now?
This USC-UCLA to
all right,
the Big Ten.
Go. You're going. You got 2 minutes. Go.
I would say that this is going to probably help Wisconsin get closer to a baseball team in the near future. But if not, that's all good. We're going to see these super teams starting to build in these conferences right now. The SEC doing it, getting what, Oklahoma and Texas, right? This last year. And now they have this Big Ten, UCLA and USC, nothing like Highway 1 and In-N-Out when you think of the Mideast or the Middle East. No,
the Middle East.
From LA.
Medieval East?
From the Midwest. That's what I would say. I like it. I'm all for it. Bring them on. I think we can take it.
I don't have a hot take, but I do want to remind you all, UFC 276 is this weekend.
Who you got this weekend? Bender. Give us your picks, because Platypus and I, we went over that on Chairshot Bets Thursday afternoon.
Well, Max Holloway can't beat Volkanovski. I don't see it. But I got Jared Cannonier in the upset.
I'll take the chalk. I'm not betting against either of them.
Platt's value pick could be of significance. Ray Cash is backing it up. Plus 330. Cannonier, plus 330. Put up your hundo to win 330. Put up your 50 to win. Oh, my goodness. To win 190, you know, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, I said that because, you know, these fighters historically in any fighting or combat sport, that fluctuating weights going up and down weights, man, a lot of times that fucks them up, man, and they're not ever the same after they do that. He went up trying to win the light heavyweight title, didn't work out, now he's coming back down. That might affect him in this fight. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if we saw the upset here either. So, good pick by you, Raymond.
And if Amanda Nunes can get knocked out, anybody can lose.
Oh, this just in. I just got some breaking news. So apparently, fresh off their unemployment here in the United States, Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima have signed with the Saudis. They're going to be the official sponsors for the Saudi Basketball Association, or SBA, starting up in 2024.
I'm not so sure
about
all that.
Look out for that.
In the park. Good for
look
you,
out for that.
Yeah, that was really
thanks for great. Thanks for listening, everybody. Mm-hmm. You've been listening to Chairshot Bets. Thank you.
I mean, what you expect, man? You know, white people, it's what y'all do, man. Y'all overreact to things.
We
like,
don't believe you. You need more people.
What are we going to do to stop racism? My God. I know what we'll do. We'll take Uncle Ben and Aunt Jemima off the boxes. Way to go, white folks. Now we got two more unemployed black folks. Thanks. So I'm not mad at them for signing.
Can I ask you, Chris, can I ask you one question, Chris?
I'm scared, but go ahead.
Are we there yet?
No.
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 Are we there yet?
No, I guess.
I'm just agreeing. I'm just agreeing with the struggle.
I don't know if I can answer.
The struggle is real. Tommy, I don't know if I can answer. Great way to end the show. Ray. Try and take us home here.
I want to let you people know the behind the scenes of Chairshot Radio and Chairshot Bets. The only reason we had a phone call today and did this recording was so that PC Tunney could allow us to have this ridiculous argument that he caused in our group chat.
We haven't even had it yet. We haven't even had it yet.
And apparently we're done.
No, we're
done.
Thanks
for listening, y'all.
No one cares about that. I just want to have a free agency show. You want to talk about it?
I will say this. Kevin Durant dropping the hammer at the time. First and foremost, if you're at that level, if you're at that level of excellence and talent and power in any sports league, your decisions are made at the timing you make them is on purpose. So he made this decision at this time for a reason. And I got to say, while I'm excited and I love this shit, I live for this shit, I'm disappointed because you know they was going to be like handing out stupid money today. And kind of the major moves are kind of on hold right now until people figure out where KD is going. So I'm a little disappointed in that because this could have been a much more, it was a fun show, but it could have been like way crazier. But thanks to Kevin, we're sitting here, we'll have to do this again another day maybe.
How long we wait? How long we think it's gonna last? Like a week, 2 weeks?
We'll know. In fact, I'm just how the Kawhi shit happened, July 4th.
Next week. Shit, if I'm Brooklyn, man, I'm in no Monday. Rush whatsoever. I have all the leverage whatsoever. Everybody and their mom is gonna be coming to me with a package, including the Live tour. And I'm going to take my time. I'm going to listen to everybody's pitch, and I'm going to make the best decision for my franchise moving forward. Well, number one, I'm going to figure out what the hell we are and what we're going to be. And then once I do those things, I'm going to make the best decision I can for my franchise moving forward.
Kevin Durant for Dustin Johnson. Who says no?
He's 6'5".
I don't know. What's his
got
his
a wide body.
Hey, what's Tyler Hero. He's
got a good short game.
Brooklyn, baby.
He's an excellent driver.
Please give me Tyler Hero.
That was by the way, underrated joke by Tony. He's an excellent driver. I'll give you credit.
DJ will get mad respect in the locker room, though, with his wife, too.
Well, he gets respect everywhere with his wife, but.
Touché. That's the Gretzky gal, right?
Yep. Paulina.
Yeah. Good for him.
Thank you for listening. If you are, if you aren't, don't blame you. We love you. We thank you. Basketball, y'all. We'll see y'all next time. Maybe Chairshot Bets. Go spend some money.
Yeah. Follow us at Chairshot Bets. Ray Cash, Tommy Wirtz, Christopher Platt, PC Tunney, thechairshot.com. Always use your head!
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The werewolf with a Chinese menu in his hand, walking through the streets of Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fook's, gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Ah-hoo!
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
What do we got, Ray?
I want to explain to y'all why motherfuckers love going to Miami, besides the bitches in the water, and the, right? But I'm talking about, like, you know, team culture matters.
This is making the show, by the way.
This is a tweet from Tim Reynolds, who I guess is a reporter down in Miami.
We'll close with the quote from this tweet.
To show his continued importance and value to the franchise, the Miami Heat sent a delegation of employees to make a free agency pitch to Udonis Haslam promptly at 6 p.m. tonight, trying to bring him back for year 20.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Udonis, you betcha.